I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Two hearings to take public input on taking the Yellowstone area grizzly bear off of the endangered species list are happening today and tomorrow. Today's hearing is in Cody, Wyoming. Tomorrow's is in Bozeman. They're being held by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. That agency put the bear on the endangered species list in 1975 and originally proposed removing it in 2007. A federal appellate court struck down that attempt. This time, the agency is more confident in its proposal. I talked about it with the head of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Dan Ash. Why is now the right time to take Yellowstone area grizzlies off of the endangered species list?
There's broad recognition that grizzly bears in the Yellowstone ecosystem are recovered. The best available science, and in fact, very strong scientific consensus that the population of grizzly bears in the Yellowstone ecosystem have been stable since the early 2000s, and that is because the scientists believe the population has reached carrying capacity within the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. So it's a great success. Under the Endangered Species Act, the population is fully recovered, and we need to recognize that and let the Endangered Species Act work on other species that need its protections.
The Fish and Wildlife Service made those same claims when you initially proposed delisting back in 2007. Federal appellate court disagreed. What's different now?
The court didn't disagree that bears are recovered. The court felt like we had not fully analyzed the potential effects of climate change on white bark pine and the possibility that white bark pine nuts are a key food supply for grizzly bear. So it was essentially a question about whether the recovery would be sustained into the future, and that we had not adequately analyzed that threat. So we went back, sat down with the U.S. Geological Survey and other scientists. We put together a program of scientific research to look specifically at that question. That work has been completed, and the conclusions from that work were that, indeed, white bark pine is in decline, but that the bears have abundant additional food supplies, and bears as a whole are quite adaptable, and that while this decline in white bark pine has been occurring, the population of bears has continued to be stable.
My understanding of the analysis of the white bark pine question and the conclusion that there are other food sources that bears can access to make up for loss of white bark pine is that in finding those other food sources, that will bring grizzlies into closer contact with people and increase human-bear conflict and therefore increase bear mortality. That's not a sufficient concern to preclude delisting?
Your understanding, is that what the scientists have said?
If my understanding is incorrect, please correct me.
No, I mean, they have not said that. There have been people who have made that allegation. That was not a conclusion of the scientists that looked at the white bark pine issue. The conservation strategy, which is the foundation of our delisting proposal, is built around a framework of very strict mortality limits, particularly for female bears, which are strong consensus in the scientific community that female bears are the limiting factor for the population. And so the conservation strategy is built around a framework to limit mortality strictly. And the mortality limits are built, again, off of a scientific framework that's been developed by the scientific team of the interagency grizzly bear team. And so there's great concern about mortality, and the conservation strategy anticipates mortality, but strictly limits mortality.
Is there adequate funding going forward for the monitoring that will be needed to keep track of that mortality and send up a red flag if there are problems?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is probably one of the most well-studied, well-understood populations of animals in the world. And that commitment is going to continue.
People characterize delisting as the federal authorities vacating their management of grizzly bears and handing it over to the states. And some people are concerned that the states have different agendas or different abilities to take action should it need to be taken? How do you address those concerns?
So yes, we've heard people again characterize a delisting as, you know, the federal government walking away from grizzly bear conservation, and I couldn't agree or disagree more strongly. Number one, we will have, you know, a 5-year post-delisting monitoring framework in place for the species. Number two, the federal government is never going to walk away because the federal government is a significant land manager within the Yellowstone ecosystem. So we have the Park Service, the Bureau of Land Management, the Forest Service, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. They're all land managers within the Yellowstone ecosystem. So we are all going to continue to be at the table on a daily basis, working with the states to manage and protect the bears in the Yellowstone ecosystem. So the notion that we're walking away could not be further from the truth. We need to have faith in our state agency partners. They are competent, professional, scientific wildlife managers. And our federalist system is, you know, states manage wildlife. They are the principal managers of wildlife in this country. And so when a species is recovered under the Endangered Species Act, we hand them back to the states. And we have seen success in the past.
People worry that delisting grizzly means that state agencies will allow trophy hunting and that represents a threat to the viability of the species going forward.
I do not agree at all that hunting would, you know, jeopardize the recovery of the species, because hunting, again, any mortality related to hunting would be subject to these strict limits on mortality that are contained within the conservation framework. So hunting mortality has been essentially built into this scientific framework. I do understand there are a significant number of people who believe that bears should not be hunted, and I understand that as a perspective, but I think the proper way to express that would be to simply say that you don't support hunting of bears. That's a legitimate position for a citizen to take, but they shouldn't be taking it because they're afraid that it will jeopardize the recovery of this species. When you think about species in the United States that are hunted, like deer and elk and turkey, they are managed extraordinarily well, and most of them are at historic highs currently in the country in terms of their populations.
Director Ash, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Eric.
Dan Ash is the director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Later this week, we'll hear perspective from a Montana grizzly bear biologist who opposes taking grizzlies off the endangered species list. You can find links to more stories and information about delisting at our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.